You see, God at the very beginning made a commitment to a group of people. And he started out with a man named Abram, who eventually takes the name Abraham, and he calls him to leave where he is and go out. And, okay, where do I need to go? I'll tell you later. Just head in that direction. Why? Well, you're going to be the head of a great people. You're going to have many descendants. And guess what? I'm going to give you a land. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Go to the land that I will show you. I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. In you, the families of the earth will be blessed. And then we get to Genesis 17, and there's the covenantal commitment of this promise. And he says, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make you into the nations. Kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring, and after you throughout generations for an everlasting covenant. And then he says, the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God, the God of the people that I raise up from you. And then remember that Nehemiah is at the chronologically at the very end of the Old Testament. And when we go to Ezekiel 36, we see there's a promise that the people will be in exile, but God will deliver them from the exile. In Exodus 36, verses 8 through 10, we see him say, for they will soon come home. Guess what? In Nehemiah, they're coming home. These names are names of people who are coming home according to the promise of the prophet Ezekiel, according to the promise in the very beginning to Abraham. And then he says in verse 10 of Ezekiel 36, the city shall be inhabited and the waste places rebuilt. So the city's inhabited. These are names. There's somebody from my family in Jerusalem. This is what God is doing. God is keeping his promises. These names are names of promise and hope. It is to say, look at what God has done. Remember what God has promised. And it's also that we would see the glory in the ordinary living out the promises of God in our lives in Lexington, Kentucky, and the surrounding areas. This is what God has done. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm living for God in Lexington. And that involves eating and drinking and shopping and working and going to gather with my church family. Oh, glorious. God is doing it. He's doing what he promised. The promise of the Great Commission are to go out into all the world. So when that world names his name in given locations, it's saying, yes, look at what God is doing. The glory of the ordinary, see it and celebrate.